Hello, I'm Connie Rotella, and welcome to our Triple Threat podcast. I'm super excited to begin this journey with all of you. Are you ready to put your best foot forward and show up with confidence? This tool is here to help you evolve into the artist you are meant to be. Just always remember to believe, become, and be ready. Add a new skill set or refine what you already know. So here we go.
I have Sandy Martinez from
Martinez Creative Management Talent Agency
on Industry Talk. She represents many established actors working in Montreal and all over the world for over 20 years. Hi, Sandy. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited because there's so many questions out there, and I think you're going to be the agent to help us understand between, you know, working in Montreal and someone starting off their career. But before that, Sandy, how did you get started? How did you start representing these amazing actors you have on your roster?
To make a long story short, I wanted to own an agency. I knew that I wanted to do that since I was 12. And I used to love the fashion business. And I wanted to have a modeling agency. That's what I told my mom when I was 12. So I sort of, you know, was going to go into business and university and all that stuff. But I decided to go to LaSalle College instead to take fashion merchandising because I thought that would help me open up my modeling agency. And I was really glad I went there. Things went well. I started working in the fashion business. I started working for some modeling agencies and then realized that that's not what I wanted to do. So I went back to university and in communications. And then I was looking for a job in the summer and I found a job at a modeling agency. I wanted to see what I could do for them in one summer. And they told me I needed to represent actors as well, which I was like, no, I don't know how to do that. And they're like, well, then you won't have a job. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. So I ended up working for that summer and a little longer at that agency and completely fell in love with the business. And then a little later, I decided to open up my own agency because I that's the only thing I saw myself doing. So right. Basically, that's what happened. And I was very lucky from the very beginning. I started representing people who didn't have much experience, most of them out of theater school. Some of them never had any training at all. Mm-hmm. Just had natural ability, but they would take courses and stuff. So yeah, and then just really felt at ease and that was my place to be representing these people to represent their best interest. And also I was acting more like a manager because, you know, I would take care of all the facets of their careers. That's really what I wanted to do. I didn't just want to send them out on auditions and just wait for it to happen. So I started going to LA very early on with a bunch of people. We would just rent a house, an apartment, whatever, go out, send them out on auditions, meet other agents down there. So just went for it from the beginning. And then there was highs and lows, obviously.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those too, though. But like your approach because you started in this modeling agency and then all these actors came and you really liked what you did. But your relationship with these actors, they all love you. I mean, you are loved. You go out with them. You know them. You know them work-wise. You know them personally. You even went to LA. You do all these things with your actors. You invest a lot of time in them. You know them. It's your personal touch to your business, I believe.
Yeah, but I believe they're the same way I am, you know, like they say that, you know,
you attract.
Si se ressemble, ça semble, like you, you know, and I think that they do the same for me, right? So we sort of get to know each other. That's very important. We spend quality time together. We take the time to have meetings, not just once a year. We mm-hmm. talk every week. Mm-hmm. Some of them I talk to once a day.
Yeah.
So it's whatever works, you know, you text, talk, email. So once we're working together, that door is open, which is why the agency is small and I want to keep it small. And it's hard because there's so much talent out there and there's so many people I would like to work with, but I, you know, I need to keep doing that because if not, I'm not taking care of who's there. Right.
Exactly. I know. I like that approach. And your highs and lows, you were saying, can you describe a few?
Yeah. I remember when there was the writer's strike in the States that affected all the productions here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And So there were no more English language productions except for Canadian productions. But I think that even was affected because we sort of followed suit with the American writers. So there was no nothing shooting for like a whole year. By the time things got back on track, like we had lost so much time and they were trying to finish the stuff that they had started. So it was a bit like COVID. So we almost all went under. I mean, I certainly did. And that's the time when I decided, because my first agency was called Tam Talent, and it was a much bigger agency. I was told from casting directors and people that I needed a lot of actors to be able to survive, especially in Montreal. And that was never the way I saw it, but I did it anyway. So I interviewed everybody out of theater school when I first opened my agency. And so clients that I still represent today, that was like, the minute they stepped out of school, they came. And at the time, my partner was Sean Roberts, who everyone knows, who worked at Kenyon, still works there at times, wonderful guy. Yeah. And we would actually have everybody audition for us. So anybody we would take on, they would audition and do monologues and stuff like that. And then I was quite unhappy in that scenario because it grew so much, so fast. I had like about 80 actors and counting. And I felt really overwhelmed because I wasn't able to be the manager that I wanted to be. It was like, oh, is there any work? You know, it was all about that. It was not about, you know, making the relationship good and going to get what was out there and sort of trekking our way up. When that strike happened and things started getting really difficult, that's when I decided to make my roster smaller. It took me a year. I found the other people that I let go, agents, or if not, I waited till they found before I let them go. So it took me a year because I didn't want to start off in the business and be like, oh my God, she just cut us out. And that was that. It was just not fair. Right.
Right.
So I did that. And then I opened up Martinez Creative Management 2001. And that's what it's been ever since.
Congratulations, though. What a beautiful story. It actually seemed to always work out for you. And, you know, I have very good friends that have been represented by you for a long time. Right now, what would you suggest people that are coming out of theater school that want agents? What do they do? Where do they go? What do they need?
Well, they're being, you know, I'm getting approached a lot by people from the Dome, from Dawson, and also from John Abbott. And they are being given good tips, I'd say, in the last few years, where they prepare an email and they have a video demo. Obviously, it's not professional work, but some of them have done short films and stuff like that. But they do it in a very concise manner. And I mean, there's not much you can do when you don't have the experience. They have the training. But I would say that maybe what's missing, and it's just a positive thing to be able to think about, maybe, is to organize certain workshops with the schools so that they understand what it means to be represented, what you need to do, like to push things further in that sense, you know, to find the right person for you. I think that everyone just goes with whoever is on the list of ACTRA agents and they just email everybody. I don't know if that's a really great idea either. You know, when you're manifesting and you want to see if you have anything in common with the person who's going to represent you, that's super important.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's the basic thing you need to look at first and foremost.
Yeah.
So some of them do their research. They'll go on the websites and see what's there and they'll write that in their letter. And that always catches my attention, obviously, you know. That they did their research and they're like, you know, I could see myself in this roster.
That's a good point. Students, are you listening? Because they come to me to train. A lot of John Abbott students come to me to train. I know their teachers there and they do suggest, they go see Connie and, you know, the triple threat, the dancing, the acting, the singing. They come in ready. Dawson has another approach though. So they come in and they're already in their mind. I don't know. Because I'm just letting you know what I'm feeling. They already think they're working. And it's pretty cool because it's like, wait a second, you have to train. Do you have this? It's just two different schools, two different mindset. And when I get them, I feel like one I have to push and the other one I have to be like, oh, wait, let's go back a few steps and let's start here instead of already thinking you're working on set with contracts. Like the first question would be, how do I get unionized? You know, and I'm like, wait, do you have your picture? Do you have your CV? You know, the proper things that you need before even asking that question.
Yeah, I think because also they hear at school or from other people that are already in the business how important it is to be unionized. And so that's all they're thinking about. But that's just one facet of it. And yes, it's important, but that they get their first credit anyways with the school, right? Because the ACTRA is affiliated with those schools, then you get your first credit once you graduate, which is great. But I would say that's just the tip of the iceberg. Also, those that are good with voice, because they do train a lot in voice, they come out with their voice demos, and that's really useful. That's really good. But it's a big world out there, and things have changed drastically. And there's so many more people, so many more projects. But that too, you can't let that get in the way. You've got to see yourself and your team and just sort of go for it, you know?
So let's take them step by step. You finish theater school. You come out of theater school. What's the first thing they should do? Picture, headshot, or send an email out to agents? What do you think the steps
are? No, you shouldn't send an email until you have anything to show. If you don't have a demo that is solid, and it doesn't necessarily mean just professional work, just a demo that shows your best stuff. Even if it's just monologues or a scene you've shot that's well shot, you need something that's well shot, because I cannot work with something that's not, you know? Then again, then they're like, well, where do I go to get that? So that's also very tricky, you know? I know that some people offer those services too. But sometimes you have friends who are studying to be filmmakers, or, you know, there's all these groups on Facebook and they're all, you know, doing short films, independent films, but it's also word of mouth. And so sometimes they say, okay, yeah, I do. I audition, I get the part for, you know, these university short films, but I never see the footage. So, you know, it's like real life too, you know, the projects you get involved in. And then I would say just go with people you know, or through contacts, and try to get a reel together. The reel is so important, because it shows off your talent and your different range and everything you can do.
You spoke about your range, and Richard Jutra is one of our coaches that does the on-camera. Sometimes we get these demos of 5 seconds of them smiling, then we see them cry, then, and we try to explain to them, we have to see something from the beginning till the end. We need to not see a range of you smiling and crying in 30 seconds. We need to understand how the character builds up. Can you expand on that? You as an agent, you want to receive one monologue, one scene. Do you want to see the other scene partner in
not necessarily, but if it works with the scene, then yes. And that's not your demo necessarily, because nowadays demos have evolved quite a bit, and it's not the smiling crying. That's a bit too much, but it's much shorter clips. So you don't need to understand what's going on in the scene, but from your point of view and from my point of view, to see how he made that character evolve, then yes, I would love to see that. But that's not what I'm going to send out to a casting director, because they won't want to sit through that. They don't have time.
We're still in the first step. So we have to see a full scene or a full monologue.
Yes, you have to see what they can do. Absolutely.
Okay. And then headshot and CV.
Headshot, and then the CV, you know, what they give them at school, they're always well made, the ones I receive, like there's nothing wrong. Oh, the CV, that's one thing that I tend to rework with them when we meet. So it's great that you're mentioning all your professional experiences, which there's less of when you're starting out. Yes. But the other big important part is the special skills and abilities.
Yeah.
And that's more important now. Well, you know this, because that's what you work with most of the time to place people. So just knowing your voice range, if you sing, what types of, you know, what kind of singing do you do? Dance, what kind of dance do you do? Do you have any other special skills? Like, what sports do you do very well and at what level? What instruments do you play? Are you certified in anything? Do you do martial arts? Anything else physical? All those things are really important, because now they want you to act and do something else. Like most of the projects we receive, it's just, you know,
it was special skills.
Threat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So special skills, you need to actually sit down as a person, because we forget what we do well.
Yeah.
And don't put down anything you don't do well, and you don't need to be a professional. But you have to be quite proficient.
Thank you for mentioning that. So I usually, when I get a CV, and another point that I want to raise, usually have it on one page, and don't let us read a CV. We need to see the title of what you've done.
A glance. Yeah. Go a glance. To be able to read diagonally and just go, okay, and look back at the picture. And so headshots are super important.
Yes.
And I don't think you need to pay a lot for headshots. You need to, you know, it used to be that it was like $500 and up and up and up and up. Now you could find, you know, I have a few people that I've discovered through contacts that charge between 200 and 350, let's say. And, you know, so it doesn't need to be complicated, but you have to make sure that, you know, you have a couple of looks and, but mostly that you're yourself and you're natural and nothing too photoshopped. And that something comes through your eyes.
Thank you for saying that. So we receive all these headshots of them being on their profile, them taking a pose. And you're like, we just want to see a headshot. It's called headshot because we want to see your head, facial.
Yeah. And it could be a three quarter as a second shot to show your physicality or your vibe and stuff like that. But it's, yeah, don't try to get too creative with the headshots.
One headshot, one page CV, your demo, and then obviously make sure to maybe work your skill sets and keep your training going, and then always send an email. So when you feel confident enough saying, I'm ready to be represented, now you send out the email.
Yeah, you send out the email, and then you try to make not too long either the introduction letter, you know, and you try to sort of connect with whoever you're writing to do your research, like with anything, right? If you're going to join a gym or whatever, you're going to check it out. Why this one instead of that one?
Now, moving on to professional actors here in Montreal, because you've been here for a long time, how do you see Montreal has evolved over the years for actors?
Pretty incredibly, actually. Like, there's always been amazing actors in Montreal. I'm a big fan of Montreal actors, and I just don't represent all of them. I represent a little percentage of them, but everyone I've met and everyone I've seen on set and everyone I've got to know, I was always impressed with, like, and they stick to my mind, you know, which I don't find necessarily in other cities. Like, I just, Montreal has that vibe where you could just be yourself and your unique self. And that's the other thing, is that a lot of people think that, you know, I can't go to this agency because they've got someone like me. But that doesn't exist for me. That's never existed. I think everyone's unique, and I don't care if I represent six blonde guys. They're all different. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think Montreal is doing really well. I think we have amazing agents in the city. I think everyone's really excited and involved and passionate too. Yeah. And you could feel it, like when we saw each other at the ACTRA awards. Nobody wanted to leave. They had to kick us out.
It's true.
People are so excited to see each other.
Yeah.
And I find that, you know, I don't want to say that's the case because I don't live in those other cities, which I do business in, but I don't live there. But I'm not sure if that's always the case in the rest of Canada. So I think we've got this really special thing happening, and I think it's helping the actors book very interesting work.
Oh, I like when you say interesting work. Elaborate. Yeah,
because I find the work in Montreal there's good projects, there's less interesting projects, there's more commercial projects, but I find that a lot of the interesting work comes here, because I don't see any features being shot in Toronto. I don't see any features, very little, being shot in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. It's mostly TV, streaming, whatever, and which is fine. But the interesting work is definitely here. And we also have the French world, which is also very special.
Yeah, it's a bonus, I say. Imagine being in a city that you can work in both English and French. You can work on TV, on stage. There's on voice, film.
Yeah.
On film.
Like, video games, too. Big thing in Montreal, obviously.
Yeah, the video games, too. It's nice to be able to do all these skill sets. Would you suggest actors, especially the young ones or the established one, to add new skill set to what they
are? Absolutely, 100%. If they're passionate about that skill set. You know, you're not going to go study mocap if you're not passionate about that.
Right.
And because you won't get the work. And if you do get the work, you won't be happy. And it's not right. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you are passionate about something, like have a really good story about Sean Baichu, who also teaches at your academy, who I've been representing since day one.
Yes.
He was never involved in the video game world because there was no video games at the time when I started working with him. But he told me, because we would have chats about what he was passionate about. And he said, I'm a gamer. I'm really passionate about gaming. And he used to do a lot of comedy. So I didn't really see him like that. Right. And he's like, if there's ever a video game that comes to Montreal, you have to just submit me for it. And I was like, okay, noted. And one day, years later, it happened, and I got a call from Ubisoft, and they just sort of started looking at casting here, and they were non-union. They were still in negotiations with ACTRA, and they were like paying $100 a day or something. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I have this guy. And I said, and he had nothing on his resume that, you know. And basically they met, and that the rest is history. They're still working together to this day, years and years and years later. And he's become a reference in that world. Obviously, you know that.
Yeah. So it started off with him not having any of that on the resume.
Nothing.
And exactly.
I didn't even know what mocap was. I did not even know what that was. And so, and I knew he had a good voice, but we had never worked in voice yet. He was doing mostly comedy. He had a comedy troupe. He was doing sitcoms, and we were concentrating on that. And right. And then this whole, you know, dramatic side came out. Well, I did see him in a lot of plays and stuff, so I knew he had it in him, and I knew he had the physicality too, because he was teaching a stage combat, and he was really proficient at it, and martial arts. But I'm not a gamer. I don't know that world. So right. But to see what happened from that today is really incredible.
So that's why it's so important to speak and have a conversation with your agent.
Yes, and to be passionate, and to share your passion with the person who represents you. And I'm sharing my passion with him too, right?
So yeah, but you being a manager, when you were on the phone, you were able to promote him because you knew that he had a passion.
Yeah, and that's easy, right?
Yeah.
That's easy because you're like talking about your friend, right?
Yeah.
Who loves something and is like, hey, my friend loves this. What do you think, you know?
Right. It's a perfect approach. What do you think Montreal artists should do collectively in order for us to raise more the bar here? Or, I don't know, get more work? Or is there anything that you in your mind would say, hey, let's maybe try this? Something that, I don't know, we haven't thought of yet.
I don't know. We need to think about that, maybe have conversations about it. But I think promote yourself as much as you can, because social media is such a powerful tool. And it reaches so many people. Promote yourself, have others who care about what you do promote you.
Yes.
And you promote them. And that's the way things sort of multiply, and people are aware, and they're like watching stuff because you're in it, you know?
A lot of us in the community, some people share and some people are afraid to share.
But that's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
You need to post with your own style and what your heart tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it costs you nothing if you feel like someone else did a great job on something, or you were part of it, or you saw them, or whatever, or it makes you think about something, to just sort of promote that, you know?
I believe in that so much, because for me, it's all about love, and why not encourage each other? So, you know, we uplift each other with all the work.
Yeah.
We're all working hard. Everybody here in Montreal is working hard. Unless
Absolutely.
You're staying at home doing nothing.
Which I don't know too many people who do that.
If that's one of you, maybe you should get on the phone call or do your research and start doing something. Okay, so that's a great way to start. Finding your community, finding your vibe, finding your friendships, making relationships, connections, getting your good work to showcase your full potential out there.
And telling your story too, because everyone I meet, the new ones that I started representing, whether they're younger or older, they're telling me their personal stories and these synchronicities and their passions and their dreams. And these dreams are actually manifesting.
Yes.
So visualization is super important. I really believe in it. And I think that, yeah, if we listen to each other and we listen about what we're passionate about, then things start manifesting.
Is there anything we should know that we don't know of, or should we do something that we're not aware of? What do you see that's maybe lacking that we should maybe up our game?
I don't think there's anything in particular, but just keep dreaming, keep visualizing, keep looking for what you want to be doing. It's a big world out there. It doesn't just end in Montreal. I think that everybody should do their very best to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it from here. You don't even need to travel.
No, it's true.
You do it from here. You submit from here. You start your relationships online from here. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole world, right?
Yeah, the whole world is in your hands. And I like you saying that you have clients that work outside of Montreal. Are you able to share some of the next projects that are coming up for your clients?
Well, I think I could share one for one person because yes. I can't say everything, but Fred Nguyen Khan, who's a Montrealer, Vietnamese actor and Canadian actor, just booked, and he's now in Los Angeles shooting The Sympathizer, which is an A24 HBO series, and it's a multi-season thing. And he's working with his dream director, and he's working with Robert Downey Jr. on that show and a bunch of very, very talented people. So that's like a dream, because HBO is a dream. That was always been a dream of mine as well. And A24, I think it's the first time they do a series, which is awesome.
And Park Chan-wook, the director.
Also, it's his first series. He's usually a film guy, and he's like the Spielberg of Asia, basically. And it's one of Fred's heroes. So just that this happened is just crazy. I mean, they searched the whole world for these actors, and he's got one of the lead roles. So
imagine from your talent agency. Oh my God.
And the whole thing lasted a year. The whole process of not knowing anything and just starting with the first audition lasted a whole year.
Well, you have to be very patient for a dream to come true.
I think that's the key for anything, for anyone to remember, please be patient and let go of any sort of worrying. Just let it go, right? Once you do it, you let it go. And then every time something else happens, you're like, great. Even if it stops here, it's perfect.
And when you get in those roadblocks and you go in those negative self-talk, how do you help a client get out of there?
Exactly like that. You let go. Don't ask me if I've heard back, because I don't want to know and you don't want to know. And they have our phone number. they have my email. They know how to reach us. They haven't lost it. And if they have lost it, they could go look online. That's so hard. And I understand much more for them, because it's very personal and it's your one thing, you know? So, but the more you're letting go, the more good energy you're sending towards the thing.
Right. Sandy, when you first meet your clients or any actor or any artist, do you ask them a question of why you want to do this? Because this is a career choice, right?
Yes.
So if they enter this world, do you go by your gut feeling? Do you connect first? Do you ask them the question?
So I'm using my gut the whole time.
Yeah.
Because that's your little voice and you should always listen to it. Mm-hmm. But I ask them, yeah. Why and how? What was the first thought you had about getting into this business? Or why do you love acting? And often I'll get the same type of answer, which is like, since I was seven, or it's usually seven, the age that they knew then, you know, that they had some kind of thing that happened to them where they felt like they were acting and they were super happy doing it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just a play or anything. Sometimes it's performing in front of your family. Sometimes it's just being at camp and you just started singing and just doing a thing, or I don't know, it's random, but it starts really young.
And the question is important, because sometimes you feel like I want to do this and then the energy doesn't flow. And then you have to find a way to navigate and help the artist.
You know? So there's parents who don't agree with it because it's not going to get you anywhere. There's also, you know, you have two passions. You also want to do sciences. So you've done that your whole life. And now you're 45 and you're starting to act, mm-hmm. you know, that's happened too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you fell into it and you didn't even know that this was going
to
be.
So don't worry about union credits right away. Get everything you need to do out of the way on the first steps. Connect with the right agent that's going to represent you and understand all of you with your skill sets, ups and downs and everything. And then after that, the agent will find you, will submit you in auditions. And that's where that whole crediting comes up after, when you sign UDA contracts or ACTRA contracts.
Yeah, you'll start, you know, getting more and more credits. And with ACTRA, it's quite easy because there's only three, mm-hmm. right? You get your first one out of theater school, but some people don't have theater school, but that's not what you should be focusing on. You should be focusing on training and getting as much experience as possible. even if it means getting on set experience as an extra at the beginning, if someone's never been on a set, maybe that's a good idea to do that, or stand in work, or because that's also a skill, right? You can't just say, okay, I'm a stand in now. No, you sort of have to understand how it works and then sort of apply for it and hopefully things go well. But anything you can learn about being on set is good.
Get on set, get in classes, get in training, do your work. And we will meet, obviously, in the Montreal community because it's such a small community and we kind of all know each other.
Everyone. And it's very like interconnected. I mean, the stories I hear are mind-boggling every day. Like, you know this person? Oh my God, this person? It's crazy.
It's a wonderful. That's what I love about Montreal.
Yeah.
Anything else that you think should be said that's coming out of your mind right now?
I'm just really proud of everybody. And I think that, you know, 2023 moving forward is going to be huge. There's going to be so much good stuff happening for everyone. And yeah, never, ever give up, because the day you give up is when it's all over.
Voila. We're going to have to end on that note. Never give up. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandy, for being on Industry Talk and answering all of our questions. And
my pleasure, Connie. Thanks for your great questions.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.